We continue our recent listener trip to Italy with a stop today to taste a real delicacy. You've perhaps heard of this very expensive treasure that some liken to a mushroom, but it takes quite a nose to find it. We go on the hunt on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
You've perhaps heard of truffles, but in the U.S., the delicacy is one with which many of us are not familiar.
You can liken it to a mushroom, though it's not the same. It's a fungus, yes, a delicacy, and 45% of Italy's truffles are found in the region of Umbria, adjacent to Tuscany.
Heather Villameno not only enjoys truffles, but she enjoys sharing her knowledge about the treat that requires one to go on the hunt, so to speak.
They are found under the ground and very hard to discover. They're costly because of this. To find them, we turn to traditionally pigs and nowadays more scent trained for the sniffing out dogs.
Hogs tended to go hog wild over truffles and have them for themselves. So today those canines are the preferred scent masters. Truffles can range in size from a pebble to maybe as large as a basketball. They can be found for only about 2 weeks each year. You'll find them as part of many tasty dishes here.
These can be sliced really very thin and placed on top of a pasta dish. They can be pureed and created into a spread for your bruschette, which are toasted breads. You'll find them mixed into many pasta sauces.
But truffles aren't for everyone.
The flavor of a truffle is something that pretty much you either love or you just kind of hate. It's a very unique flavor that you tend not to fall in the middle on.
I thought they tasted a bit like oysters. They can be quite expensive. If you bought a truffle the size of a golf ball, it could easily run $30 or more. But it's a delicacy many love. Traveling the countryside. In the hills of Tuscany, Italy, I'm Andrew McCray.